Welcome to the Thursday, February 9th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Washington, D.C. Professional social networking site LinkedIn is finally joining others like Facebook and Twitter in implementing SSL or HTTPS. However, SSL is only an option so far, so by default, you will still be using HTTP. And if you remember, it's now almost 2 years ago that the tool FireSheep made it a lot easier to steal HTTP cookies after a user authenticated. Sites like LinkedIn have based their security for a long time around the fact that they do require HTTPS for login, but then the session cookie is not encrypted or not forced to be sent over an encrypted connection via HTTPS. So the session cookie can still be stolen and then be used to impersonate a user. And while we're talking about SSL, a few more details emerged about Google's change to in how it implements certificate verifications in its Chrome browser. As previously noted, Chrome plans to no longer check certification revocation lists. However, Google promises that users will still be protected from revoked certificates. Instead of using revocation lists for a live check as the user visits a site, Google will push lists of revoked certificates as browser updates. That's similar to what it has done with high-profile stolen certificates in the past, like DigiNotar and such. Those certificate authorities were removed from the browser itself. EV certificates will probably still be verified using certification revocation lists as it's happening now. Typically, you get less false positives with EV certificates as browsers already enforce the use of certificate revocation lists or OCSD in order to validate the certificates. And different groups of Chinese researchers released more than 20 zero-day vulnerabilities in Android and related applications over the last couple of days. Now, some of them just affect specific applications, but others, for example, include vulnerabilities in WebKit, the page rendering engine used by various browsers, including Safari. Actually, WebKit was originally created by Apple. Now, these exploits and vulnerability notices do target Android, but with WebKit being included, it's possible that these vulnerabilities also exist in iOS or even desktop browsers based around WebKit. And Google released a new version of Chrome. In addition to the usual bug fixes, Google added the ability to scan downloaded executable. What Google will actually do is when you download an executable, it will first compare it to a whitelist and a blacklist. And essentially, if it's the whitelist, everything is fine. If it's a blacklist, if it will be marked as malicious. Now, if it's in between, if it's neither on the whitelist nor on the blacklist, then Google will check how much malicious software has been offered by this particular domain you're downloading it from in the past in order to make a decision on whether or not to warn the user. And bad news for SCADA systems again. The S4 conference held a month ago keeps on giving. This time it is a password brute forcing tool that is targeting SCADA applications. In particular, the Koyo Ecom controllers can be brute forced with this tool. And in another release related to this conference, one of the items of note was that, SCADA controllers do suffer a lot of times from weak password configurations. Anyway, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.